Hello, my name is Jayama, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk about how to discern false dreams. And if you've been keeping up with the posts that I have been making, then you know that I found out that the Bride of Christ is one person. Who is, you know, walking on the earth right now, right this second, right this moment. And, you know, during my research of, you know, figuring out who the Bride of Christ is, I discovered that there were, like, many women online who believed that they were part of, you know, like, that they were the Bride of Christ. Either they believed that they were the sole Bride of Christ, or they believed that they were a part of the collective Bride of Christ, and, you know, like, as a whole, you know, like, they're, like, you know, if they think the church is the whole, if they think the church is the bride, then they think they're a part of it. And, most of the women who believed that they were the bride, said that they came to this revelation through a dream that was given to them. So when I saw that, I was like, what's up with that, girl? And, you know, I went to the Lord with it, and he showed me that a lot of these women were given false dreams, and they couldn't discern that they were false, or even asked if they were false in some cases. So because of that, I wanted to shed a light on how to discern if you have been given a false dream. The devil attacks us in any way that he can, and, you know, he does have the capability to send us false information through our dreams as well. And this will be especially the case if you are called to be a prophetic dreamer, in the same way that I am called to be a prophetic dreamer. So, you know, discernment in this area is crucial in order to, you know what I'm saying, make sure you have the right information coming out, you know what I'm saying, make sure you're speaking in spirit and in truth, you know. So let us get into it. Alrighty, so let's get into how to discern if a dream is fake. So, I feel like many people believe that every dream that has religious elements in it means that it's from God. And I can tell you from experience, multiple experiences, that this is not true. Not every dream that has, you know what I'm saying, biblical or spiritual elements is from God. Not even every dream that has Jesus in it is from God. And I know that sounds wild, but I have had many dreams where, like, my dream wanted me to recognize someone in my dream as being Jesus, but they were not the actual, like, Jesus Christ himself, if that makes sense. And to put this concept, like, into a perspective that will be better for understanding. So think about it as, like, if you have a dream about a friend or a relative, and, like, you know that when you're in your dream wants you to recognize this person as being your friend or your relative. But when you wake up, you know that you haven't actually been speaking to or around your friend or your relative, because, like, the dream isn't real. You know, like, you know that, like, your dream will show you your mom, but you know that if you have a conversation with your mom in the dream, you're not actually talking to your mom. It's just a dream, you know? So, many false dreams will have elements in it to try to convince you that it was from God. when it was not from God, and to put into perspective the depths, child, that, you know what I'm saying, the devil will go, that the devil is willing to go to deceive you in a dream. I have had false dreams that have included dead relatives, angels, choirs, gospel music, prophets, pastors, and even Jesus, okay, to try to convince me that a message within a dream was true. So I cannot stress this enough, how important it is to have discernment and to ask God for yourself for confirmation on things, because these demons are crafty, okay? Demons are aware of Jewish culture. Demons are aware of the scriptures. A lot of demons know the scripture better than us. And they will use scripture to try to get you to be deceived. Will try to get you to sin. Demons will even tell you things that are truthful in order to, like certain things that they say will be truthful so that you will believe that everything that they're saying is truthful when it's not. They'll like sprinkle in bits of truth in order to get you to believe the whole thing, which is a lie. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they'll tell you truths to get you to believe, like the ultimate path is to get you to believe a lie. And if you don't think this is true, this is in Matthew 4, verses 5 through 7. I know I usually read the scriptures out loud, but in that passage, there was a demon that was tempting Jesus and was trying to get Jesus to sin. And he used scripture to get Jesus to try to get Jesus to sin. And it's like, girl, demons are not, you know what I'm saying? Demons are not cartoon characters. Demons are not always so easily recognizable. They are not, you know what I'm saying? They're not these hyperbolic, over-exaggerated, easily identifiable evil that a lot of people try to proclaim that they are. They are very intelligent, and they know how to deceive people who are not aware of the truth. So, do not sleep, no pun intended, on the depths of what these demons can do, baby, okay? Because false dreams are very real. And I feel like even just knowing that within itself, false dreams are real. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, a dream is just a dream. Okay, sometimes you see dreams and you have dreams that have biblical elements or spiritual elements in it. It's because you're a Christian and you're immersed in the word. Okay, and you have these dreams because much like other dreams, it's just drawing on that tank at night because you read the Bible or you go to church. So it's just drawing on your experiences and how you have weird dreams, you know, in general, like, it's drawing from that same tank that your other dreams are drawing from. So sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it's going to get around to something that looks religious. And if you think every religious dream is from God, like, you're going to be deceived. So you have to have discernment. You got to have discernment when it comes to getting dreams from the Lord. Another thing that people need to look out for is false elements within a true dream. So sometimes God does send us a dream, but, you know, as we mature in the faith, as he stretches us in our relationship with him. He tests us by allowing false elements in a dream in order to increase our discernment. I have also had a lot of dreams where there are some parts of it that were true and other parts of it that were false. And I had to sit down and like review the dream and look at the messaging that was being given to me and figure out what was the information that I had to keep and what was the information that I had to throw away. And you know, at least for me, the way that I dream, like my dreams are kind of practical in nature. So like, for the most part, this is easy for me to figure out because it's just, you know, knowing God's character, knowing the scripture, knowing who he is, you know what I mean? But if you have dreams, like I know a lot of prophets, prophetic dreamers, have dreams that are like riddled in like symbolism and metaphors, and you know what I'm saying, if you the kind of dreamer who got like allegories and things of that nature in your dream, you really gotta stay like prayed up and know, you know what I'm saying, what God is trying to communicate with you in a dream, because I can only imagine how much harder it is to discern when you have to know what the symbols of certain things mean. So that is also something to look out for when you are a prophetic dreamer. And the last thing that I wanted to touch on was why these women in particular are being given false dreams about this topic specifically. The Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So essentially that means that if you believe something enough, then you become that thing. So because many women want to be Jesus's bride, they become so consumed with the thought of it that they start to have dreams about it and tap into the prophecy spiritually. And so like, because the bride of Christ is a real person and has a real prophetic destiny, they can receive dreams about her that are true, right? Like these are true dreams, but because they want to be her, the dream puts them in her position. And you know, if you think that this cannot happen, I can tell you from personal experience that it can. And I mean, like for me, I wasn't like dreaming that I was the bride of Christ, but I used to have dreams about the 144,000, because for a period in my life, I believed that I was a part of this group. So like, because I believed this thing, I was receiving dreams about this group of people. And I also received like a waking vision. Like it was like a new thing that I have never experienced before. Like it was like a, and I feel like people who have dreams and visions, like, you know, that it's like two different experiences. Like I had a vision and I had never had a vision before. So I was like, girl, like she's a part of the group. Like she's one of them. Right. And I was like, I was certain that it was, you know what I'm saying? That it was me, that she was that girl, but it was not me. And she was not that girl. Okay. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like I eventually realized that I wasn't a part of this group, but it was like, I was getting dreams and visions about the group, and the dreams were real. Like the dreams were true. I don't have any doubt in my mind that those were false dreams. It was simply false in who I believed, like me thinking that I was a part of it was the falsehood. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can believe something so strongly. You can believe something so strongly that you get spiritual information about that topic. And it was like as soon as I realized that I wasn't a part of the 144,000, I had stopped getting the dreams. Because I would no longer believe this thing. It was no longer in my spirit. So I was like, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't engaging myself. I wasn't engaging my spirit man in this false belief. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my friends, I just wanted to come on here and let the girls know that false dreams and false visions are very real, okay? And the human mind is so powerful that we can tap into spiritual prophecies that aren't ours just off the strength of pure belief alone. So that's cool. That's cool of us. But we gotta make sure that we are grounded in truth before we believe anything, okay? And always and forever, baby, go to God for confirmation. Go to God for confirmation, okay? Let's make sure we confirm these things. You don't want to look goofy. You don't want to be sitting here looking goofy, believing something that ain't got nothing to do with you. Looking goofy, getting embarrassed online, okay? Don't do that. Let's confirm things before we say it. Don't be like these people and don't be like me, okay? Confirm these things before the belief takes root, okay? So, yeah, I wanted to speak from two passages of scripture to prove that false dreams and false visions are true. You can see that in Ezekiel 13, 6 through 7. And that says, their visions are false and their predictions are lies. They claim that they are speaking my message, but I have not sent them. Yet they expect their words to come true. I tell them, those visions you see are false, and the predictions you make are lies. You say that they are my words, but I haven't spoken to you. And you can also see that in Jeremiah 23, verses 25, 28, and 32. And that says, I know what those prophets have said, who speak lies in my name and claim that I have given them messages in their dreams. The prophet who has had a dream should say it is only a dream, but the prophet who has heard my message should proclaim that message faithfully. What good is straw compared with wheat? Listen to what I, the Lord, say. I am against the prophets who tell their dreams that are full of lies. They tell these dreams and lead my people astray with their lies and their boasting. I did not send them or order them to go, and they are of no help to people at all. I, the Lord, have spoken. So yes, that is the biblical evidence that you can get false dreams. You can get false visions, and we must be vigilant. Okay, we must have a discerning spirit to know what is of God and what is of Satan. Okay, we must be vigilant. All right, so yeah, that is all that I have to say on the matter. If you made it all the way to the end of the podcast, thank you for listening. And yeah. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com.
And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu. There's a tab and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to. You're not forced into this. But if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website, and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.